The tefillah and all the tefillahs this Shabbos and the Rosh Hashanah. Tonight, Shacharis, and Maariv on Shabbos itself.
Good morning, boys.
Candlelighting 7:14.
Good morning. We're continuing a little bit of the mitzvah of tefillah. I was asked at the end of the shir last time what tefillahs are included in the mitzvah of mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. Chazal Masakin Shmona Esrei, as you well know. And however, any tefillah a person does any time in any form, daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's counting mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. I want to say the special takana of Chazal, Milusnei Melech, who is standing in front of the king, of all the dinim, fine. But as far as the mitzvah of the Torah, anything a person does, when he davens, he prays to it. Any type of tefillah, he's making the mitzvah of the Torah of tefillah. Right, mitzvah number 8 is mitzvah 8 and 9 in the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin shal yad, tefillin shal rosh. The mitzvah are two separate mitzvahs. When you say if the person only had one, Tefillin Shel Yad or Tefillin Shel Rosh, he would put it on by itself, and he would make each mitzvah separately. However, if he has both of them, then he's a mitzvah upon the Tefillin Shel Yad first, without being mafsik, without being interruption from the Tefillin Shel Rosh immediately afterwards, without from pasuk, there shouldn't be a hesek between them. The gemara, the bracha on tefillin is, you know, Ashkenazim make two brachas and Sfarim make one bracha. And if a person only had a Tefillin Shel Rosh alone, he would make two brachas on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Now, there are numerous dinim involved in the mitzvah of tefillin. However, we'll talk about a little bit the idea of tefillin. As we know, it says in the Siddur that a person is supposed to mashabbat his lev and his moach, his heart and his mind to Hashem, as it says in the Siddur. However, Rabbi says much more than the mitzvah of tefillin than just doing that, because if that was the case, you could take a pair of plastic boxes or stainless steel, put some nice printed parshas, you know, get a computer print out of beautiful parshas, perfect letters, and put it all the whole tefillin on. They last forever, stainless steel tefillin, everybody say, right? Hardened titanium tefillin, then they get a bump, then they get it will be perfect. Not subject to change in the weather, you use some kind of alloy, sophisticated alloy, the parshas will be perfect, everybody say, the computer printing, the blackest ink, and perfect letters. And we'd be so happy with these tefillin. It would be great. Plastic straps made of the most sophisticated type of plastic will always remain black until Mashiach comes, and we'd be delighted. As you well know, such tefillin are 100% puzzle. Not even worth the stainless they're made out of. Yet, and the dinner tefillin is, there are numerous hundreds, if not thousands, actually thousands, of detailed halachas in making a kosher pair of tefillin. And if you're missing one of these halachas, it's not a puzzle. They're worthless. If a person, for example, has beautiful, the most perfect parshas, right? Having the sof, when he wrote it, he wrote one, instead of writing in order of the letters, he wrote out of order the letters. He wrote, say, Yud, Yedaber, right? So Yud and a Dalet. So he wrote the Dalet and went back and wrote the Yud. You never know in a million years. You don't see it when you have the feeling you're wearing, you won't see it. It's not a puzzle. It's absolutely worthless. So it's more than just thinking about what's in the tefillin, Rabbi said. There's this, in a skula, a ruchnis thing, a ruchnis power in these tefillin, which comes because the tefillin are kosher. Whatever you think about, you don't think about. I mean, the Torah, it's enough part of the tefillin, and think of mechanics of the tefillin, and in the think of the main kavanah, the Tavosh Shem Rebficha, and you'll see everything, all the good things happen with the tefillin. That's all you need. Right? So it says in the Siddur, that's added kavanahs. But it's not makar the mitzvah, it doesn't hold back the mitzvah, and it doesn't create the mitzvah. The person had all these kavanas, these great kavanas, and filling out a kosher, he has nothing. It's like, you may as well put the tefillin back in the box, you know, back in the boxes and put them on the table. So therefore, basically, there's something very, if you understand how it works, you have to have so many halachas in here to make them kosher, but that's the messias. And the chaznish was asked one time, a person he came to, and his son was doing bar mitzvah. He asked the Chazanish, what's the school that my son should be a Talmud Chacham? I know, of course, you have to daven, you have to learn, that's Pashat. And the Chazanish said, make sure you have good film. I've seen from my experience over the years, this is so true, what he's saying. I knew, I'll just give you a couple of examples. I knew a Bachar Torah, or, I'm not going to mention his name. At that time, it was a Shvacha Bachar. Very Shvacha. His father's a big Yerushalayim. And he went, and he was mostly never going to a very, very Mahudic film. very mudik, get a lot of money for them, a lot of extra hidurim, and work on making those tefillin, because I haven't get the tefillin, so I don't want into it. So we got these beautiful mudik tefillin for this bachur. Many years later, I asked the father, "Stop, how's your son doing back in the States?" So he's in a big city, one of the big cities in America, big Torah cities in America. And he said he became a tremendous, tremendous koach in Harbaz's Torah as a melamed, as teaching children. He's like considered the best rabbi in the whole city. And this is like a big, big city of Torah, like the, you know, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, these type of areas, you know, not one of the little hick towns. Considered like they're one of the best rabbis in the whole city. I said, "Oh, I knew it was a bachur. He was inspired from it. Baruch Hashem, he had big sat shmaya." And conversely, people say, "Lo leino." People have told my coach, and I've had my son with this also, don't ask. Don't ask. There's, you know, all kinds of things I don't want to talk about over here going on with such people. So everybody said, therefore, it's good to put effort and money, if you can't afford it, to make sure yourself, you get, make sure you get a good coach for your tefillin. And to, frosting on the cake is, everybody say, that I know from experience. Yesterday, for example, my tefillin, the paint got chipped off, and I had to work on it, and then a whole ball again. It took me a good half hour of work to fix it up again. It was in the corner, got a little bit bent, and I had to fix it up also. So it took time. And I have to check the sewers periodically, make sure they're black. Tefillin take time. You want to have kosher tefillin? It takes time, everything. But the more promises, call maniach tefillin, person puts on tefillin, marichim lo yomu vishnosav. Person gets a riches yom because it's mekanim mitzvah tefillin. So he's wondering, you know, what's the special midah can he meet over here? Why is he gets long life? What's the midah can he meet? I understand the midah can he meet because you don't have kosher tefillin, but it takes time and money. And time is money. And Hashem says, "Okay, don't worry about it. You have kosher tefillin, I'll give you a long life. You'll get your money, you'll get your time back and your money back." So I heard a beautiful word. Right, I'll explain to you. What is Yom Rishonim? A person have a long life with many years, but it's not enjoyable. At home, he's sick, poverty stricken. He has a certain. When he has Arichas Yomim, his days are long, his days are full. He has Sipuk, he has happiness in his days. So he has long life, many years, and the days, each day, is a happy day. That's the Arichas Yomim. I heard this word many years ago. I thought of myself also, but I heard of it. I don't remember who, Galechad. So that's the word missing.
I just want to say.